All right, let's get to the magic hat. It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here. Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody.
Ready.
I am ready. I
have tiny legs and I'm fat.
Yeah, it's not good. If that happens to you, seek a doctor. We have a lot to get to in the final hour of our radio program. Will we do anything? Will there be more breaking news out in the NBA? It's been quite a juicy couple of days here for the league. The draft was pretty boring.
Oh, it was all-time bad.
All-time bad and boring, but...
We never got to Terry and Arnold yet.
No, we didn't get to one of the best young corners in the NFL getting arrested and maybe going to prison for life, so that happened.
Claiming the innocence.
Claiming I didn't do
Claiming
it.
Claiming the innocence.
That came out of nowhere.
Did you see McVay get trolled?
I did see him get trolled with Niner stuff at a restaurant.
He seems like a good dude.
He does, yeah. He seems like he can laugh about that kind of stuff. Also, he's got a Super Bowl ring and Kyle Shanahan doesn't. So,
correct.
You know.
Yeah.
Don't mean a thing if you ain't got that ring. So we got a lot to get to in the final hour. We will start, though, as always, as I make sure I pull up all my stories to remember. Sometimes stuff gets pulled and you forget that it was yours. So I'm pulling up all my stories, so I'm ready to go. It is Magic Hat time.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the long-awaited, what do we got? In the magic hat.
All right.
Now, hold on. Do we have a non-Booger Brandon submission this week?
Oh, that's
there
a good question.
There is one submission.
Okay, yes. We have a non-Booger Brandon submission. Got it. Just making sure. Just checking.
No.
All right, first one. Splash Landing.
Yeah, this is mine. I was literally just worried about this.
What happened?
I'm trying to find...
You lose your audio?
Oh, there it is. Okay, here we go.
You got it?
Yeah, so I want to play this audio cut. This is from a news station, KTLA, down in California with the report.
And here's the video showing the terrifying moment a 13-year-old Disneyland guest went over the waterfall on Tiana's Bayou Adventure, formerly known as Splash Mountain, inside the Southern California theme park. The teen boy appeared to be in the back of the ride car as it approached the iconic 50-foot drop when he suddenly tried to get out, in footage captured Sunday and obtained by TMZ. The video then shows the boy plunge down the water track to the bottom base of the ride. We showed this video to some of the park's visitors yesterday.
Oh, wow. As a mother, oh my God. I'm just not even, I'm in shock. That's crazy.
Oh my God, that's insane. I cannot believe that happened. Oh my God, that's so scary.
13-year-old boy fell out of the back of Splash Mountain ride, and he is seen in the video hitting
falling.
The side, and then he falls behind the log piece. Now, it should be noted.
Another reason to not go to Disney.
He did not fall out. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, you
he
can't
climbed
get on
out on
he
his own.
He was climbing out. He was clearly trying to do something. Get on the top and just stand
there. Was he scared?
There,
what was it? Yeah.
I don't think that's a scared thing.
Yeah,
I think he was trying to be stupid.
A teenage kid thing. Now, is he okay? Do we have an update on his health?
He went to the hospital. Doesn't sound like he's got any serious injury.
Okay.
Isn't it also kind of like a water slide in a way? Like you kind of just go down all the waves? Have you done Splash Mountain?
I have done Splash Mountain.
I did it once before it was changed into Tiana's Bayou, which I'm excited to see this summer.
What is
we're
the
going.
Difference?
That's confirmed, by the way.
You're going to Disneyland?
We are doing one of our days in August. Okay. We're going to go to Disneyland.
Why did we change it to, what is it, Tiana's what?
Tiana's Bayou.
Tiana's Bayou.
Yeah.
Why did we change away from Splash Mountain?
Because Princess and the Frog is a really popular
Is that what it's from?
Movie.
Tiana?
And okay. So they've got like a Cajun area, so they'll have like beignets served and all the characters from that movie. Plus they kind of renovate and redo rides all the time.
Okay.
Rename things, different, you know, sections and whatnot. The video is terrifying though, and I've been on this ride. I don't recall wearing a seatbelt or any harness because the gravity keeps you in. but just a nightmare scenario, falling out of a ride with a 50-foot drop.
No, thank you. There's been so many in the news lately. There was one where firefighters had to rescue people at top of a roller coaster that got stuck, and they were like at the top, and it took hours. They were stuck up there for hours, and you couldn't get them out. My memory of Splash Mountain is the family photo that exists still in my parents' house to this day. Because that was the one you'd go down, and they'd always take the picture right as you're coming over the edge to go down. And my brother, who is older than me, I can't remember how old I was when we went to Disneyland, somewhere in elementary school. He's doing like a double thumbs up, having a great time. Dad's behind him, smiling. My mom is then behind him. They put me all the way in the back. Her hair is like blowing directly in my face to where you can barely see me. But what you can see in my face is me saying what that kid's saying, get me the hell off of this ride. I want nothing to do with
You're this. Terrified of big rides,
absolutely
aren't you?
Terrified. Yeah. And little elementary school Dirt was not in the mood for that one.
Yeah. I have tiny legs and I'm fat.
And I wanted off that ride. And it is locked in a memory in my parents' house. That picture still exists of me in the back like, just screaming my balls off.
Yeah, the photo we got my little brother when we went, he is in the very front, and he's like bulldogging the bottom part of his jaw out. His like teeth are showing, and his eyes are going like, And then my mom's screaming, and I'm just like have a normal kind of reaction face. And I'm like, that's a great photo.
Good lesson for people. Don't climb out of roller coasters or rides of any kind.
What are you doing?
Just, buckle that thing and stay on in there. How about we do that?
When I'm strapped in, so I'll do a roller coaster, like the Incredicoaster, if I go to California Adventure. Dude, I'm strapped in, locked, harness over. I am clinging to the handlebars, and I'm pulling it towards me.
Yes.
I am not coming out of this thing.
No, we're not risking anything here.
You're going to have to loop 8 times for me to finally let go of that thing and die. I'm not. What are we doing?
Brandon, are you a roller coaster guy?
I will put on a brave face and get on a roller coaster, but it can't be like crazy. Like it's got to be
okay.
What does that mean? Like your legs
Splash
hanging?
Mountain and the Incredicoaster.
Yep.
I went to Disneyland Paris and they had like the Avengers ride and like all these like very fast but quick moving. Like Space Mountain is my favorite ride at Disneyland just because of it's in the dark.
It's
and
a pretty good one.
Quick.
Yeah.
So those I can do, but I can't do the flips. I can't do like anything like crazy, terrifying.
Super like straight down.
No.
Yeah.
So
no point.
SeaWorld in San Antonio, I went to that years and years ago. It was before the Blackfish stock, by the way. Okay. Just for anybody who wants to cancel me. So we went to the roller coaster they had there was the hanging your legs down one. So it's over your shoulders and your legs are just dangling. And it had one of those loops where you go and your legs are on the outside because you're on the outside of the loop and your legs are just kicked over as you're doing the loop. Quite enjoyable. Loved it.
I'm out on it.
I was worried my legs were going to get hit by one of the bars and,
Again, I will put on a brave face like it was just me and my wife. So I was I almost felt like I was kind of forced to go on the good rides with her.
Yeah.
But if my kids are involved, I will stay back and watch the kid while the others go.
You guys go have fun.
Yeah. Now, are they junkies? Do they like? Because my oldest will go on literally every ride she can.
They're still too young to find out. I think my son, who's 4, he's still kind of. I think he's more of an observing type of roller coaster ride. Like he's not really a thrill seeker yet, but we'll see. Time will tell.
I was at Oaks Park on Saturday. That's about my limit.
What was the scariest ride you went on?
I didn't do any scary ones. We're doing the little cars that go around in a circle.
I know what you are. You're guy in the line for the pink slide.
We did the pink slide. You're damn right we did.
Daddy.
It's your sack bag. Let's go climb up these stairs.
Let's just race down the slide all day. This is fun, isn't it?
I'll do the merry-go-round. It goes up. It goes down.
I just can't do the up and downs. Yeah. Like the octopus at Oaks Park. The Avengers ride at California. I can't do the up and down. I hate that.
The straight drop for me, I'm just completely
out.
I'm out. What else we got? What else is in the magic?
Also, I should mention, Splash Mountain had a lot of racial associations. That's why they got rid of it.
Okay.
I think they had some characters that were like.
So Disney wanted no part
of that. I don't remember
characters
from it when I was there, but I was really young.
Well, you probably also don't pick up on racial tones.
No, when you're in like third grade, I don't know what the hell's going on.
You know, I have little. Yeah, well.
Anyways.
The California raisins were a thing.
Yes, they were.
All right. Duck Dynasty. Now, this is not Dirt's. This is mine.
Yes.
Shocking, actually.
So, upside of the day.
College Football 27.
Okay.
The ratings came out yesterday.
Yeah. Early access starts in about 7 days,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, I think it's like in a week or so. Yep.
Early access.
You just shut your mouth over there, right? You shut your mouth.
All right, okay? So you're a big NCAA guy?
I am.
Okay.
But my my Xbox is outdated. Like, I would need to upgrade to actually play the new console.
Yeah, they don't
make
it for the older consoles anymore.
And so I mean, and it's Prime Day week or whatever you want to call it. I've been very tempted to splurge. But also, my wife got me a trip to go back home and go to a concert. So I don't want to splurge more money on top of that.
Yeah.
Anyways, College Football 27, their team ratings came out and their player ratings came out yesterday. Your top five teams, Texas is at 5, Notre Dame at 4, Indiana at 3, Ohio State at 2, Oregon number 1.
Number 1 in the video game. Is there a curse associated with that?
I don't know, but I mean, you got a cover curse with Dante Moore, who's also
I don't think that exists in college football, though, does it? I mean, I guess Ryan Williams was on the cover.
It's still too early to tell because... I mean, yeah, Ryan Williams had a bad
year. He had a really bad year. Yeah, but Jeremiah Smith was still good, right. So they were the two cover athletes for last year.
Brad Crawford's crowning you the front runner, and NCAA is saying you're the best team to win the whole thing.
You
better win the national championship.
Let me see.
You better. You don't want to find out what happens if you don't.
Who was the number one team last year?
I would imagine it was Ohio State.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the week
Notre
one,
Dame?
Week four, week five. I can go all the way back to week four. But
Texas.
Had to have been Texas, right? Had to have been Texas.
Yes, Texas was ranked number one.
Yeah. Okay.
By the polls.
Very exciting. Very exciting time. We've been eagerly awaiting. We're watching some tutorials on YouTube. Did you know they have hanging mouthpieces this year? Do you know how big, do you know how big of a deal that is? Do you know you could do a single leg sleeve on your player if you want to? A single leg sleeve? Are you kidding me?
Something that really bothers
me. Moving
on
up.
It doesn't need to bother me.
Sure. What do you got?
A pet peeve, if you will. Put your mouth guard in.
The two mouth guard one bothers me more than not wearing one mouth guard. The people who have two dangling from their helmet and not wearing either of them,
that bothers me more. First of all, why do you have two? What are we doing with the second one?
Right.
What are you trying to put in your mouth? The second thing is like it just dangling there, and then the place that snap happens. I'm like, why do you have it then? You don't want it. Don't wear it.
It's about
like
the look,
a butt
baby.
Pad, you know?
It's about the look.
They don't even want to wear knee pads anymore in football. I get it. Do whatever you want.
They
want
to wear bike shorts.
There's something about the mouth guard. It's just hanging there. It's not like, what do you have it for?
I'm with you.
It's a weird pet peeve.
The older I get, the more I see those dangling. I want to yell at a cloud. I want to yell at something.
In fact, as a prime.
Do you not get the point of a mouthpiece?
Upper echelon DB at Park Rose High School in the early 2000s.
With the robot helmet.
I would make an argument that if I had.
Dangling mouthpiece.
Yeah. It's getting in my way now during the play.
Was Terrell Davis the first one that made the big mouthpiece popular? Was there somebody before Terrell Davis? The cover the mouth one?
Yeah. Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin, good call.
Michael Irvin,
call.
I think, made it.
And he
it.
Had the dangle down.
But he always wore it.
He always wore
He'd
it,
He'd dangle
yeah.
it down, but he good always point. Wore it. I think
Michael
it was Michael
Irvin,
to be fair.
Pull. That's a good pull.
Jerry Rice, unfortunately, kind of just the bland one piece going.
He didn't have the dangle. He didn't have the big
Michael
mouthpiece.
Michael Irvin, he made it cool, man. I got to give him credit.
The big mouthpiece was badass.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I could talk video games for another hour if you want me to, but we can move on to the next submission.
He doesn't want to keep talking about how the Ducks should win the national championship.
Exactly.
If they don't, it's going
to
destroy
want to put
him
more curse on it. Joyride.
Oh, Joyride. This one's mine. You ever think about what you want to do? Hold on. I got all my stories up here. Let me find the right one. Wait for it. Wait. There we go. When you're 85 years old, maybe seeking a thrill in life, you know.
85?
85 years old.
Okay,
you're getting up there.
I hope I get to that age.
Probably near the finish line of everything that's going on,
the
right?
Upper room.
You're in the ninth inning or the 17th hole, if you will, of your round of golf or baseball game of life.
Mm-hmm.
This happened last week, and I've been holding it and wanted to make sure to get to it. There is an 85, let me find out where this, Local 12, WKRC, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Ah, I love that.
An 85-year-old man was arrested. Now, if I tell you an 85-year-old man got arrested, where's your mind go? What did he got arrested for?
85? Stealing accidentally?
He's not supposed to be?
Accidentally stealing is a good one. Wandering, trespassing somewhere where he's not supposed to be.
Maybe getting a little dirty at his
ooh.
Old age.
Ooh. Okay, yeah. Get a little
you got
frisky.
Alzheimer's and you're a little horny. Yeah. You know, I don't know what you're getting into.
No, he got arrested for racing a streetcar at over 100 miles per hour smoking a cigar.
Stop it.
I'm not kidding you. When he was arrested and confronted by police, he just said, quote, I'm just trying to have a little ride in my favorite car. That was his quote.
A little ride.
He is 85 years old. If you go find this, I'll tweet it out too. So this came from, it came from Florida. I don't know why an Ohio station is the story I found here. So this guy lives in Florida. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
He was arrested, and they found two cars that appeared to be street racing around 11:40 p.m. on June 12th. One was a red Corvette traveling 125 miles per hour. The other one was a gray Nissan sports car traveling at 110 miles per hour. The guy that they pulled over in the gray one was the 85-year-old William Bosworth is his name. And they asked him if he was street racing. He said, no, that guy was. He swerved at me, and he tried to deny that he was doing it. Said, I was trying to get away from him before we caused a problem as he's driving 115 miles an hour down the road. He was, well, what are you doing out here? He said, I'm just having a little nice ride in my favorite car. And he was arrested and charged with excessive speeding and street racing. The best part, if you go find the story, is his mugshot.
I was going to say,
because he's an 85-year-old man.
Does he look like an old 85, young 85?
I don't know if I'd classify him as an old or young 85.
Like exactly.
Dude, I think he hits the nail on the head of what 85 looks like, and he and his mugshot is smiling year to year. Just grinning cheek to cheek. Like, yeah, dude, I did it.
Yeah, I'm
110.
Seeing it right here.
He drove 100 miles an hour street racing, smoking a stogie out
is
on the road.
Fast and the Furious based on his story, I wonder?
Is this Vin Diesel on Fast and the Furious, like, 47?
How many more? Yeah, how many more Fast and Furious do we need to get until we get to
Vin
this guy?
Diesel? Are you the guy that stole DVDs in 1999?
Oh, DVDs?
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile.
I just, you know, there's a little lesson in there. If you get to be 85, if we all make it that long, do something wild, man. Make yourself feel alive still.
I prefer not to be going 115.
Yeah. If you get in an accident, what's the worst that can happen to you?
Well, you die, and you're still alive. So I'm taking every day at 85, and I'm excited about that.
You're soaking up every 85-year-old day that you can.
He is entirely too happy in this
mugshot.
He
is grinning.
He is living
like,
his best life.
What are you going to do about it, man? Hey, throw me in prison? I ain't doing that. I'm 85. I'll be all right. Let's sneak one more in here on the old magic hab.
No invasion.
Okay, this is a fun one from yesterday.
The psychic.
Yeah, I mean, we had to get to this.
Did you see her already flex into what she actually meant with her vision because
she
was wrong?
Oh, I mean, you have to pivot. If you're a predictor and your prediction does not come correct, the world's going to end. You got to find a way to change it.
Instead of saying I was wrong, she was like, actually, you misinterpreted what I meant.
I haven't seen that, so that'll be a good follow-up. There is a Brazilian spiritualist and social media personality, also a psychic.
Probably should lead with the second one before the first one, because I think that's the part of it that makes sense.
Her name is Vo Bahiana, I think is how you say it. She has 23 million followers on social media platforms.
Yeah, Miss Cleo, so she is not.
This is a lot of people, and, you know, attractive Brazilian woman. She came out and just randomly said that she had a dream that last night during the Scotland World Cup game against Brazil, we were going to suffer an alien invasion in which not only would players be abducted into the spacecraft, fans would be as well. Not all of them, just certain number of fans would be abducted into the spacecraft. Mm. She said she had a dream that she saw an extraterrestrial spacecraft descending on the stadium during the match and abducting players and spectators. She put out a video. I didn't pull the audio. But it's pretty funny. She's like crying, and she said in Spanish, quote, I was inside that ship. When the ship rose, the mothership arrived, a much larger ship, and took in thousands of people from the soccer field. I saw so much screaming, so much crying, so many tears and suffering. Mm. I'm very terrified because it's the second time I'm dreaming about this. They are saying that on the 24th, something very bad is about to happen at this game at the soccer field in Miami. Editor's note, it did not happen last night. Nobody was abducted from the match at the World Cup. What was her pivot to saying, when will this happen?
Well, first of all, you have that dream repeatedly because you do drugs before you go to bed. So your brain is active, you idiot. Second of all, she's pivoting now and saying it wasn't exactly how you think it was.
Oh, okay.
It was more a spiritual awakening that something bad is bound to happen. To which people then pointed to the unfortunate earthquakes that hit Venezuela yesterday.
Ah, she's taking credit for the earthquakes
well,
now.
Well, she's not,
I think
but
she
I think
is.
The people that want to subscribe to her OnlyFans while following her spiritual advice in a G-string
give me life advice.
Are like, look, she called it. Aliens, maybe not, but something bad happened.
There is actually a pretty funny response to this. So the Miami International Airport got wind of this because it went pretty viral yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They put out a statement, the Miami International Airport did, saying the FAA has just issued an official airspace restriction for tonight's Scotland versus Brazil match due to reports of unusual aerial activity in the region. So that's a good way to lean into it and play into it. There was no alien abduction, unfortunately, last night. Nobody was abducted.
What are we?
Would have been pretty wild if it happened, though.
What are we getting out of these people?
What if they just snatched Neymar? The aliens got Neymar for their World Cup team? That seems a little unfair.
I mean, he got in late. It'd be really crazy if Neymar got abducted.
Neymar, no! Somebody made an AI video of him crying on the field while he was getting sucked into an alien spacecraft.
I don't even know what would the world do if we collectively watched an alien spacecraft abduct soccer players and fans in the middle of a World Cup match?
We would burn everything you're on. It would be gone. We had a...
So it's just like instant mass chaos?
Instant mass chaos. We had a
in
hint,
Portland, Oregon?
We had a hint of a pandemic and we ran out of toilet paper.
Well, I mean...
If there's an alien spaceship and videos of it, of them sucking people
so
into the mothership...
So their reaction is to go to Costco and take the toilet paper?
I'm not saying that's... I'm saying we, like, it becomes survival of the fittest. All
before
laws go out the window.
Before processing what's happened?
Without, we are a panicky species, buddy.
Yeah. I might be the guy that's like, well, let's... Shouldn't we wait for more information?
Why don't we find out? Maybe they're here in peace, you know?
You don't get it, man. Neymar is gone.
Maybe they mean well. More Magic Hat next, 105.1 FM The Fam. All right, welcome back in. Magic Hat continues. Jordan asking, now, if they did get abducted last night, does Vegas refund the Brazil futures? Is that a refund of your ticket if their team gets abducted by aliens?
Vegas' refunding policy is very interesting. That strikes me as like something FanDuel does. Not Vegas. I think Vegas is like, look, dude, all bets are final. We can't account for alien abductions.
Come on, man. People telling non-booger Brandon to splurge, you'll get more money. Buy the console, Brandon. Buy it, all right?
Well, I have
this dangling mouthpieces, man.
I have the same problem. We play a lot of Mario Kart on
our
Switch.
Kids love Mario Kart.
Well, they have a new Mario Kart that came out during Christmas, so I went to go buy it thinking that'd be a fun little gift for the whole family.
But...
And the lady was like, it only is compatible with the new Switch, and the new Switch is like $600. And I'm like, well, we're not getting new Mario Kart.
Guess that's not happening.
Playing the same levels.
Not going to buy that one. By the way, quick point of procedure for today, the Mike Anori press conference at 11 a.m. today, the new head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, they will run it live on the firm of Just Harris today at 11 a.m. He'll have it live. So just keep around later this afternoon. You'll hear from Mike Anori live press conference, 11 a.m. right here on The Fan. What else is in the Magic Hat?
The right move?
Yeah, this is me. Look, you guys have been on vacation. A lot of people have taken vacation. It's vacation season for many, right? Summertime.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one? This one comes from a British woman who was filmed walking around a bunch of day beds at a resort. And it's at a pool. And what she's doing is she's walking around grabbing towels off the day beds, taking them and putting them in a huge pile. The reason she's doing this is she and many visitors of the resort, she's a bit on the older side, are noting that people that are getting hammered are putting towels on day beds as they go to bed at 1 to 2 a.m.
The night before.
So when you wake up, the towel on the bed indicates what?
That somebody's there. You can't
have that. Somebody's there.
Seats taken.
And they're noticing that these people are not showing up till 11 to 12 p.m. to sit in the bed with the towel. So what she did is she had enough. Mm. She was walking around. They were filming. And she's grabbing towels off the daybeds and piling them up. It's creating a controversial topic for people of,
yes,
is she going too far or is she doing the right thing here?
This is a tricky one. I will acknowledge. Now, I don't know about you guys. I have been a lay the towel down guy before in my life. I have been that guy where you wake up. Now, I've never done the night before towel lay down, but I have done the we got up at a relatively okay hour. Let's go put the towel down before we go get breakfast. So then when we're done with breakfast, we come back and our chairs are here and we can lay down in the spot that we want to lay down in. I have been that guy. Hmm. But I will also acknowledge some of the behavior could be a little egregious. It could be a little over the top. So I this is when I see both sides because I've been the guilty party before. But also part of me, like if I'm at a resort and I go down to the pool and it's, I don't know, what's an okay time to go to the pool at a resort? You know, you're going down at 9 a.m. Maybe you're going to sit around all day, right? And every single chair has a towel on it and every place you could lay has a towel on it and nobody's down there. I see why you would get pissed off. Like, are you kidding me?
Mm.
Are you kidding me? I can't. I got nowhere to go here. I see both sides of it. I'm going to lean, even though I am a towel lay down guy, I will lean on the side of the old lady.
Yeah, I don't think this is very controversial.
Mm. You think she's in the right?
I wouldn't actually want to be the person on film doing this.
No.
It's a very divided topic on the social media. But she is absolutely in the right.
If you're not here to lay in your chair, I'm taking your chair.
I'm also going to give you another take. And maybe this speaks to my how poorly I am at the sunbed area. I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah, this is definitely a thing. I
don't even
this.
Think about this as a thing. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to get a towel, put it down, and not come back. If I put a towel down, I'm probably sitting down in that moment.
Yeah.
So like,
it's because you want to go there later, but you don't want to go right now. But if you go later, there won't be the seat available for you to lay down or sit in.
I guess I just don't sit down if there's no seats available. I just don't think about this. This yeah. is the strategy of reserving the bed, the strategy of taking the towel away. I didn't know it was such a divided topic until I saw it.
We went to Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, in like 2018-ish, something like that. The wife and I did, or I guess girlfriend at the time. And this was a big deal because they had two different pools at the resort. One of them was a kid pool. One of them was a non-kid pool. And so you didn't want to be at the kid pool. We didn't have kids. You didn't want to be anywhere near there. They're running around. They're screaming. It's loud. The adult pool had a swim-up bar, and it was, you know, there's music playing. Like, it just was a much better vibe that we could gel with. And we did it at that pool multiple times. On our way to go get breakfast, we went and got... Because one of the days we went around...
Why didn't you just go after eating breakfast?
Because we went one day after breakfast, and all the chairs were taken. There was nowhere to sit.
I mean, you're not using it.
And then you're out of luck.
But it's...
And then it's gone.
So it's an unofficial reservation?
It's an unofficial reservation
like
of
that.
The chair.
I don't like
so
that.
So around 9 a.m., on the
life.
Way to breakfast, we'd lay a couple of towels down, yeah. go get our breakfast, come back, there's our chairs, you got a place to sit all day.
Because
literally all we did all day was sit by the pool.
I've worked with you since 2012. I'm rooting for this old lady to take the towel off the day bed. You're eating breakfast. You're not.
I mean, look, I defended her. I acknowledge the behavior. I'm not proud of the behavior. I just wanted to trust you. I'm going to tell you I've done it before.
All right.
What else we got?
Louder than swag.
Yeah, we found somebody. I didn't know it was possible. We have found somebody louder than Jason Swigart.
Well.
If I go deaf at the age of 52, which is going to happen, Jason Swigart will be one of the main points of blame for me. He screams into our ear, tells us to go to break. It's very loud. Our volumes are all wonky, and so he doesn't have an ability to control it. This is Joseph McGrail Baitup, and he is set... the Guinness Book of World Records. He's a 58-year-old guy from Australia for yelling at the loudest decibel.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
There's no way that you can actually practice for it. You have to just keep it for the day, especially with the world record attempt. It took me 7 attempts just for one word, which was the word now, and my voice was shot for the next couple of days as well. It was husky, it was terrible.
My lords, my ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Canberra!
A good laugh there at the end.
That didn't seem very loud.
So his voice level yelling the word now, because everybody who tries to set this record, I guess, has to find the word that they can yell the loudest, because not every pronunciation, you can't get the same oomph behind all of them, I guess.
I think I'm calling shenanigans on
this. You calling shenanigans? So
did
he
that seem very loud to you?
He came up with the word now, and he hit 122.4 decibels.
Okay.
Now, let me see. What's a comp of something?
Is that louder than Kansas City or Lumen
no,
Field?
No, I mean, it's not louder than a state. It's one guy yelling. Of course,
I mean,
it's not louder.
I don't know how to gauge this. That didn't even seem that loud.
Yeah, he broke the world record. Oh. It had stood for a long time.
These world records, I feel like they're all fake at this point.
It's the equivalent of an ambulance siren at close range.
That did not seem like that.
A thunderclap directly overhead. And anything over 120 decibels, which he was, is at 122.4, is considered to be in the uncomfortable or painful to hear range if you were close to it.
I think Swag can beat him.
You think Swag could top this guy?
And I am now
should
convinced.
We try this? We should try this with a decibel reader, because in the video you see, in a different one where he sets the record, there's like a decibel reader there.
What would his word be?
No!
Fan? Would it be fan?
I don't know if you can get loud with F. F's not a loud letter.
Do you think N's the right word?
I think N's a louder letter than F.
The thing about this is, I'm starting to wonder just, if you just write simply to the Guinness World Records, are they so grateful to even have people care about them that they will come out to your event and say, yep, that's the record, just because you wrote them? They are fiending for pen pals. They used to get them on the regular, and now with the advancements of technology and stuff, and people not caring as much, I think this any one letter they
you
get.
You can do it. They'll take it.
They're like, dude, he's saying now very loudly. What should we do? Let's just go there.
This record has been held.
We can expense this trip. We'll put his name
fly out
in.
To Australia
we'll
for a weekend.
We'll make content for yeah. it. We'll be on Australia.
Hello!
Exactly.
He is. This record had been held since 1994 by an Irish teacher.
Yeah, the last person to write them.
121.7 decibels.
Ridiculous.
This guy also, do you guys know what this means? It says he's an air this for a day job, he's an air conditioning cleaner.
Okay.
And an HVAC honorary guy. Town crier.
Is that like the hear thee, hear thee?
I don't know.
Dwight Schrute at the garden party?
Is that what we're talking here? Is that what it is? Is that
Mr.
what an honor?
Jim Halpert.
He's an honorary town crier from Canberra.
A town crier.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's a public announcement.
Yes, he is. He's a public
announcement.
So I think that's our challenge for Swag when he gets back. How loud can he yell? We need a decibel reading. How loud can Jason Swaggart get?
So he's a dinner served guy.
He is. Yo, dinner served!
Mm.
All right. What else we got? One more.
Is there one more?
We got more. I know I am.
There's a few more.
Oh, okay.
And this kind of fits too.
Ah! Well done. I had to make sure to put the exclamation points at the end of it.
I like that you put the mic away. That was good.
I've learned
smart,
from the best.
Guys. Smart play. Now, you're a bee guy, Brandon Sprague.
I'm a what?
You're a bee guy? You're into the bees? You into the bees?
Yeah, they're talking about my breasts.
No.
I know they can look a little large.
I thought you were talking about boogers.
Jeez.
Good point. He is
easy
a booger.
Boogers,
could be,
dude.
He could be a booger
you
guy.
You shared that booger
last
with me.
Last one. I'm not saying that.
That was your fault.
I know it was my fault.
You're over there. Right?
I am a bee guy. I just found out yesterday West Lynn is now claiming they're the bee capital.
Ooh, okay. Might have to move to West Lynn. They got more bees over there. This happened in Texas, and I want to know what the reaction would have been. The entire neighborhood in Texas had to go. This was in Orange County, Texas. Hmm. They had to go on lockdown because there was an 18-wheeler driving through the town transporting 400 hives of about 60,000 bees in each hive. So 400 times 60,000. Go ahead and do the work there on how many bees we're talking about here.
Exactly.
Took a wrong turn. Ended up on like a rural road and took a corner too fast. And the truck fell over. Back pops off, bees fly out of the
dispersed
truck.
Dispersed everywhere.
Dispersed
huh?
everywhere. Estimated 24 million honeybees.
I was going to say.
Flying around this neighborhood of Orange County, Texas, and they had to reach out to everybody in the surrounding area and say, you need to lock your doors. You need to lock. Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Are they going to unlock the door?
Just seal
we
everything
lock
down.
The door.
No windows open. And they had to go on lockdown. And they had a local beekeeper who showed up to try and estimate, like, How do we wrangle these bees back in? Which, good luck with that,
yeah,
dude.
Right.
They were on their way to North Dakota when the truck flipped over. Mm. So even as the bee guy on the show, are we peeing our pants a little bit?
Oh, no, I'm not peeing the pants. I do find it funny. Lock the doors. What, are they going to team up and just open the door? Are they raptors now from Jurassic Park? Dude. They've learned how to open doors?
They know how to work together as a team in order to push the latch up.
You know, it's kind of actually it's one of the sad parts of watching the Bee Doc on Discovery and Disney Plus is there's a place in Eastern Oregon that does this.
Mm-hmm.
They have all the hives, and they transport the hives down to California to the almond farms because the almond farm territory, it's nuts. You want to talk about water usage and bees and pollinating?
A lot of water down there.
Almonds, dude. Like 80% of the almonds in the world come from these farms. And they have to do the transporting of all these beehives and the amount of bees that just die from the trek because you're going from Eastern Oregon down to California. You're traveling more in the cold months, so the bees are already wanting to be tired and sleepy and cold, and they want to be warm. So you're losing a lot of bees with that. Crazy to lose 24 million.
Can you imagine being in a neighborhood and getting like a push alert on your phone? Hey, by the way, there's 24 million bees surrounding your
Don't
house
you
right
think
now.
You could put them in something that's like, because when you see them transported, they're just beehive boxes.
They're
that
just
are
hanging
strapped.
In a box, yeah.
You would think they could put walls up to still allow them to breathe. So if something happens,
let's seal this thing.
Yeah.
What's the like fallout too of like how long are those bees in your neighborhood for? Because you can't corral all those bees.
Well, a lot of them are going to die pretty quickly.
If the queen died, they're all going to die, probably.
Well, no, the foragers only live a couple weeks.
Mm, okay.
So when your foragers, they're only around a couple weeks, and then they die. So when you see a dead bee on the ground.
This is why you're my bee guy.
You can cry and be mad that climate change is ruining a lot of stuff, which is accurate. You can also look at a dead bee on the ground and say, thank you, little forager, for helping our world, because they only live about 4 to 6 weeks.
Maybe he should have put a stinger in his pants.
There's that, too.
Keep it in. There you go. He stuff. 24 million bees.
How about that?
Surrounding your house. Ah! That was well read. One more bit that we didn't get to there that I want to close the show up with because there is an audio component to it. We'll wrap it up, get you set for the rest of your Thursday night in sports next. 105.1 FM, The Fam. Fun little Thursday show as we wrap it up here. The towel controversy being debated.
Is it really becoming a debate for people?
Harley said the plan is to lay a towel down, order two beers, chug one, and leave the empty cup next to the towel, throw the other away after breakfast.
I would certainly think you went to the restroom if I walked past a towel with an empty cup of beer. Yeah.
Where did this go? Somebody on the fan text line. You're a D. I didn't know that about you, Dirt. Another thought from a P1. I'm with you with breakfast. Go before breakfast. Put them down. Go eat. Go back. That's like an hour. You're in the clear. A day, get out of here. And I think that's a fair, like, I'm not doing it for a day. I'm doing it for like an hour. If they're all going to be gone by the time I'm done with breakfast, I'm putting a towel down.
I guess, again, I don't just sit by a pool when I go on vacation. So where
See,
I'm confused,
did.
I'm not, I'm yeah. no judgments.
This was
I don't
a pre-kid. We're in Mexico, and we just, I mean, it was sit here and read books and drink cocktails. And
I get it.
All day.
I totally get
Jump
it.
Jump in for an hour, swim around like a seal, you know,
yeah.
Jump out. Plop down on your chair,
dry out, and
dry
yeah,
out.
I get it's, it.
Yeah, no, that was every day.
I don't understand why you're putting it down if you're not going to sit in it.
Because
you're losing me there.
You want to have a chair, buddy.
Then be ready to sit down. Don't go eat breakfast. Don't do it at 1 a.m. to come back at 11 a.m.
Let me sleep in, okay?
Well, you can sleep in.
Nah, now the chairs are gone. Now I can't eat breakfast.
Get up and get a chair. This is kind of bothering me. I can't believe people are defending this behavior.
Look, I understand where she's coming from. I get it, but
yeah.
I'm still putting my towel down.
I also love that it was an old.
It's definitely an old.
It makes it so good.
Definitely an old category.
Get out of here.
One thing in the Magic Hat that didn't get pulled today, but I don't want to let this wait. It's too good, and I sent some audio to go along with it. Did you see the news that nobody was asking for that we have now gotten?
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's going to be the newest analyst on CBS for Mountain West games in 2026?
My family.
Brian Kelly.
He's back.
Brian Kelly's going to be working for CBS. A year ago, his preseason LSU Tigers were ranked in the top 10 with national title aspirations.
Yep.
Now he's calling Mountain West games on CBS, how the mighty have fallen. And I actually have pretty groundbreaking news here. It's big stuff. So Brian Kelly's going to be on the call of Mountain West games. And for CBS, I have obtained exclusive audio of Brian Kelly. Now, I went into the future. I'm a time traveler.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into the future, and I came back to deliver this to you. For those who are wondering, how will Brian Kelly be as a broadcaster? Well, I have the answer for you. I don't know which one is which. That's the only tough part here. I think this one is him calling his first San Diego State game.
Bro, it's just like, dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip. Whoop-ah! Drop down. Snap. Ah! And then after that, you just drop in. You just ride the barrel and get pitted. So pitted like that.
So that was him calling his first. Can you believe that? His accent travels. It's no longer my family. That's how he's down calling a game at Aztec Stadium in San Diego.
So pitted.
Isn't that wild? And then get this. You know who's in the Mountain West? Hawaii's in the Mountain
they
West.
They are, yes.
So I traveled out and they put him on a bird to Hawaii to call a home Hawaii game, and here is the exclusive audio.
Oh man, you know, they won't change that flyer. That's my mainland name. My Hawaiian name is Kunu.
Oh, cool. Sorry. Yeah.
Nah, it's all good.
Does Kunu have some, like, cool Hawaiian meaning?
It means chuck.
An all-time great bit character in a movie.
What would the reaction have been had this? Now, the Pac-12's got to deal with CBS too, right? Don't you have some games that are on CBS?
Yeah, we got CBS Sportsnet.
The Pac-12 fans feel like they dodged a bullet on
this Oregon one. Oregon State, Texas Tech is supposed to be CBS.
Yeah, but it says he's calling Mountain West games.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if it's like just a CBS Sports Network thing.
I don't even wear a watch. Oh, really? Because of the whole... No, it's on my phone.
No, it's on my... No. Because you're living on island time? No. I got a cell phone in my pocket, you dumbass. That's why I don't wear a watch.
Oh.
Good stuff, Brian Kelly. Nobody asked for you, but for some reason you're back in our lives.
What if he's good? You know, that's the thing. Like, Russell Wilson. What if Russell Wilson's really good?
I will give Brian Kelly a chance at being good. I give Russell Wilson zero chance,
like
0% chance of being good.
Brian Kelly might give us the perspective of the coach situation. Like, I would have saved my time out there.
Hey, Brian, would you have made the video coordinator climb up in the tower?
Well,
too soon.
Yeah.
Okay. That will do it for us, folks. Good little show. If you missed it, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. We got World Cup action tonight. It doesn't matter that much, but I'll have it on.
Hey,
7
beat
o'clock.
Turkey. Let's go.
Yeah, Turkey. Bring it on. USA Turkey at 7 o'clock. So we'll see if they can get another dub in the World Cup for Team USA. And don't forget, coming up at 11 o'clock this morning, Mike Inori will be introduced as the new head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. The firm will have that live for you, just Patrick today. So they'll go live over to One Center Court, and you're going to hear from the new head coach. And whatever he says, we'll cut it up and play it tomorrow if you are to miss it. So stick around all day on The Fan. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harris and Marangas next. Listen to 105.1 FM The Fan.